The Liminalist, the podcast between, coming soon to an application near you. The age of celebrity culture. There is no form of entertainment which isn't a form of instruction, and there is no form of instruction that is not does not carrying an ideology. Therefore, there is no way to absorb or imbibe entertainment without imbibing the values and the ideology that those values make up along with the entertainment. It's very much like the Trojan horse. Culture is a Trojan horse. Hollywood is a delivery device for state propaganda. I am a liminal criminal. I have no choice. It is not a choice to pit oneself against the group. It is the result of trying and failing to be incorporated into the group. To belong, to participate, to get along. Marshall McLuhan said that advertising is the only really original art form of the 20th century. Not quoting directly there, roughly. And I think that if we think of advertising as the art of persuasion, illegitimate persuasion even, then he was right, and he didn't know the half of it, or he didn't express the half of it with that statement, because once advertising became an art, the use of subliminals, neuro-linguistic programming, all the rest of these, the science of persuasion, once that became possible, then any art form, any media that didn't employ it would be left in the dirt. It wouldn't be able to compete with those that did. So essentially, the method of advertising, if not exactly the same end, became the primary means for all artistic media. Entertainment industry as a cover for sexual exploitation of children and others. If this world is run by criminals, then to succeed in this world is a crime. To succeed is a crime, to fail is a crime, to fail to even try is a crime. We are sentenced before we are even born. I think that this is how ideologies get installed in us, through movies particularly. I would imagine it works also in other realms, religion and politics and so on, school, education. I think movies are particularly seductive because they are a form of entertainment, so they do sweep us away in such a way that we're not aware of any other motive for it. We're trained to think of them just as simple entertainment, and so when we get swept away, all we're really deducing from that is that it's a good movie. So if movies give us temporary respite from identity and from desire, but in the process, if they instill in us new forms of desire or intensify desires that are already being instilled in us by the culture, the desire to be powerful, for example, to be a somebody, to be successful, to be strong. This is why movies depend on movie stars to be successful, to get greenlit, because the primary goal of movies, which is to inspire us or coerce us to identify with the narrative, it depends on having actors who will not just embody the character, but embody the qualities we want to identify with, which is success.
Who in their right mind, Kevin, could possibly deny the 20th century was entirely mine? I'm peeking, Kevin. It's my time now.
But your feeling is premature in life. Our fathers were our models for God. If our fathers failed, what does that tell you about God? To consider the possibility that God does not like you, never wanted you. In all probability, he hates you. This is not the worst thing that can happen.
You have the slightest idea what a moral and ethical principle is, do you? Has it ever occurred to you what would happen to my future if I were to fail to live up to my responsibilities?
And I stumbled metaphorically.
Oh, Sister Kenyon here.
And then I stumbled actually.
Oh, Sister Kenyon here.
That rainy night, that old moon.
Oh, night becomes the day.
I came all wet and late, but I'm never late to meet you.
Everything I do, everything I write, everything I say feels like a crime. A crime that is being committed, or a crime that is on the point of being committed. It's a liminal kind of crime. I'm always on the edge of committing it. The irony of this, of course, is that movie stars are successful by pretending to be somebody else. They are liminal beings in that regard. They're neither themselves and nor the characters they play, but some weird intermediary state between the two. So there's this kind of mutual complicity and liminality there. Even the movie stars that we're emulating and worshipping, they also want to be somebody else, but they've found a way to actually pretend to be somebody else as a profession and to become the ultimate somebody by being, like Zelig, the ultimate nobody. And the condition of being human, I think, is to explore the experience of somehow being separate from sentience, or from nature, whatever you want to. I'm not going to call it God, of course, because Doug would completely throw a fit if I were to start talking about God on his second podcast. Just kidding. Really, the why I'm doing this. Why the hell am I doing another audio platform propagation ministry thing? The Liminalist, the podcast between.